We are up to 1, 2, 3, fourth wide line, Ayin Hem and Bez. I guess that would be 75B3 or 4, I'm not sure. Okay, Amar Ravina Lamremer. Haki Amar Marzucha Mishmeid Rapapa. Hilchasa Bain Bakumas Bain Kamarzim Ksheira. Whether the male organ is shaped like a quill, which means it thins out on the top, or it's shaped like a marzev, which is like indented, cut into, again, not through and through, but cut in a way that becomes like a, looks like a pipe, gutter, right? It's kosher, meat, period. Both are kosher. Is this only if he thins it out above? I'm sorry, under the atara, under means further away from the body, or even if he did it above the atara, closer to the body. The same thing is true by the marzev. He made a marzev closer to the ground than the atara, or further back, closer to the body. It has to be that we're talking about he did it closer to the body than the atara. These are the lamata atara. Because if you're going to say it's talking about under the atara, I feel a nichras agidnami. Even if it's missing, it's kosher. So of course, if it's thinned out or cut into in a way that's like a gutter, so what's the chiddush? Zok the Gemara, you're right. Ravina l'shvushilim reimer hu d'boy. Ravina, when he said it to Meremer, was trying to see if Meremer could catch his mistake, meaning say that shaila which makes no sense, and Meremer should react and say what? He did a bedavka to see if Meremer is going to react that way, because the shaila doesn't make any sense. Of course, we're dealing with a ma'ilam atara closer to the body, because under the atara, it doesn't have to be there. Rashi, l'shibusha l'meremer, leida mechudutu, if he's sharp enough, l'hashiv ha'shalasai, to answer the shaila. Dr. Gemara Veit.
Is he Rebbe?
Yeah, I guess so. Nothing in my mind. Ahu Ubda, there was a story. The Habib Pumpadisa, the Habib Masa Machasya, there was a Masa Machasya, that the situation was that the male organ was a Marzev. And that's a Machloikas. We had a Machloikas whether a Marzev is kosher or not, right? And I guess the Mar Baravashi was Machmer a Marzev, but Makel and Kumas. So what he did is, Shafya Mar Baravashi Kikumas Lakshare. He turned the Marzev into a Kumas. The chsaron of Marzev was that the air collects in that little gutter space. But if he thins it out, takes away the sides of that gutter space, so it's no longer a gutter space, he does thin out the aver, so it's like a Kumas, but at the same time he removes the Marzev. And therefore, he said, "Akshere in its kasher." Rashi, "Who did the kemarzev? Shav yechotel chabasim mikotzad, cut the meat flesh from all sides. But not all daifne marzev, and he took away the sides of the gutter, which is what made the gutter a problem, because that's where the air accumulated and cooled off the zera as it goes through the tube, whatever we called it yesterday, the shvil hazera." We have to get kumas. The actual kravuna, and he made it kosher by kravuna. Dr. Gemara Veit, new story. Hahu uvda da'avim b'pumbadisa. There was a story in Pumbadisa. Istatim gufta de shichva zera. The, what does he translate gufta? I'll use the word he uses. The tube of the shichva zera. The apik b'makim tanim. In those days, there were two tubes that went up the male organ, one for shechva zera and one for urine. Chazanish says, I mean, it's a matzias, nishtan hateva. Today there's only one tube that works for both. It is not two tubes. So what happened was, this person's tube for shechva zera got closed off, got blocked or something. And what happened was, the shechva zera traveled up the tube for ketanim. Amastava rabibi barabai lachshure. Rabibi Barabaya wanted to say it's kosher. Because the maisa, there's no wound, there's no crushing, and there's no cut. What's wrong? There's nothing wrong in what happened. Yes, the tube got blocked, but it doesn't fit Ptua, or Dach, or Karas. Amar Rapapi, so Rapapi told Rabibi Barbayim, Shimda Asi, this is a common term in Chas, not very common, Shimda Asistimi Muloi, you come from a family that is cut off.
Truncated.
What?
Truncated.
What does truncated mean?
Short-lived.
Amrisa Mila Melaisa. So you say words that are cut off, that are truncated. Meaning, he was referring to the fact that Rabibi Barbaya came from Eli, and Eli's family didn't live long. So he said, you're saying something that doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Tysus argues, Tysus says he told him you came from the city of Maloy. Not that you come from a family of Maloy, but you come from a city of Maloy. Why? Because Mkaima Mavashla, Shaloybim Kaima Loy Mavashla. The Zera can be Mavashel, can become ripe, ready for procreation, only if it goes up its own tube, not if it goes up a different tube. And therefore, you're wrong. The person is considered a Pashtun is the way to Rishonim learn. He's not a Petzua Daka, he's not a Krushavcha. He is a Krushavcha. He has the halacha of a Krushavcha, and he can't get married to a Jewish girl. Rashi, Lachshurei, Sharei, I'm sorry, I skipped. Kufta, Kana Nekev, Sharoi Lohoitzi by Zera, the tube that the Zera comes out, Nistam got closed, where Maitzi carried Derech Mei Reglayim. And the Zera came out through the tube of Mei Reglayim. I guess you could tell, because I don't know how they would know which tube it came out of, but I guess they could tell. The Tanya Bim Chayrus, Shnei Nekavim Yeshbadam, there's two tubes in a person. Echad Maitzi Shesen, one gives out the urine. The Echad Maitzi Shichva Zera, Ubeneyem Kiklipas Hashum. And in between the two of them, is a thin membrane like the peel of a garlic. And that separates the two. And what happened was, one got stuffed up, and therefore both traveled through the same tube. Ktanim mei reglayim, lachshuri, shara ein kan loy p'tsuah, v'loy dach v'loy karas. There's nothing wrong. Mimuloi, mimishpachas im lolo, a truncated family, mi base Eli. That means mi base Roshana. Abai v'rava mi base Eli kos. Mi vashla, mi zbashu shikva zera v'nigmar l'hoylid v'lasas peri. Yes?
Is it possible, and is it heresy to say that maybe they just got it wrong?
It's clear in the Mishainim, the Gemara does not, the Gemara did not get it wrong. When the Gemara discusses the intricacies of Mumim and Masechtas Bechairis, they for sure didn't get it wrong. What?
The two tubes thing.
They for sure didn't get it wrong. For sure not. So then it says that things change. There are many things that change, and this is one of the things that changed.
It sounds like, it's a convenient thing, position, just because clearly, I can see that bubble.
Again, if the Gemara says this is the way it was, this is the way it was.
How do you know it's not still like that? That inside there's two separate canals?
It's not.
It's called anatomy.
It doesn't exist. I'm wondering, and I didn't see anybody say this, what I'm doing now is totally speculative, something that I try not to do. The Gemara says in Yevamos earlier that people that hold themselves back from urinating can become an ukkar. Can become an ukkar. It can cause them a lack of ability to procreate. I'm wondering if it has to do with the fact that it ruins the two tubes.
The membrane in between,
which
you don't have anymore.
Maybe that's the reason why, again, I'm speculating. The Gemara just says it causes that. I don't know. If that's true, then it wouldn't be the game today, but I didn't see any Pesach say that, so I don't want to. In the Shulchan Aruch, it's Pesach, the person's not allowed to withhold himself from urinating because it can cause them to be sterile.
So then your person's from Ailey's family, right?
Right.
That was the curse he's giving
him? The fact was, the Navi told Eli that all his descendants will die very young.
So, since you posited correctly, you're going
to die young. No, 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 no. He was just referring to the fact that you come from a family that doesn't live long.
This opinion is like
your opinion reflects your family, something to that effect. Nothing to do with the curse. He didn't curse them.
Not correct.
He was saying a statement of fact. What you said is wrong. And he used that term.
You know, the new generation that we have, that doesn't enable people. I'm not saying for sure, but this, who said it originally?
Sam West.
On TV.
That was the one that said the statement that was not true. I mean, probably said it's not true.
I'm saying that in our generation now, if you do that, this Rabibi will never try again to say something.
Yeah, and we're talking about a Maroy, and we're not talking about, you know, 2021.
No, no, I'm just saying, the same thing we say in Mishnayos and Sukkah, I think it's in Sukkah, let everyone testify. If not, the first one to testify, because no one else.
Why is that in Sukkah? Why is that in Sukkah?
No one else will come.
Why is that in Sukkah?
Everyone came.
Why is that in Sukkah?
Mishnah Sukkah over there.
The Mishnah Sukkah talks about testifying?
See, that says on Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah, I'm sorry. But the point I'm saying, it was on my way.
I'm getting.
The point I'm saying here, Rabbi, is that, you know, a person, he didn't like say something.
I'm trying to figure out why you're making an issue out of this.
I'm
trying to figure out what's bothering you. Why did that Myra say it? I don't know. Did Rabbi Rabbi get turned off? No, he didn't. That's the Gemara right. I'm Rav Yudah Mishmu. Nikiv Venistam. If the person had a hole, and it got a small hole in the male organ. It was a hole. A hole developed, a through-and-through hole, which is one of the things we said before. Passels the person.
Why does that be through and through?
We learned that before. We learned that yesterday that it has to be through and through. Because remember, we had the Shiloh, if it starts under the Atara and comes above the Atara. So Tysus brought a riot from there that it has to be through and through. But the Shiloh, since it doesn't go. If you remember yesterday, we talked about a hole that started beyond, closer to the ground, and worked its way at an angle. And Tysus learned it's not an angle, but because the way the body is shaped, on the bottom it's on one side of the Atara, and on the top it's on the other side of the Atara. So Tysus brought a riot from the fact that there's a Shiloh like that, that it has to be through and through. If it doesn't have to be through and through, what do I care where it is on the bottom? On the top, it's wherever it is. It's on one side, it's above the Atara. So Tysus brought a riot, and that Tysus Nikiv Lamata, you see it has to be through and through. That's what he says. He also brings a raya in the fact that we can cut it kekumas and cut it kemarzev. If the hole is not through and through, so any hole, so if you cut, aren't you making a hole?
It doesn't touch the tube at all.
In this case of Nikiv, does it touch the tube at all? I don't know.
Oh, that's probably what it means. I mean,
could be. Again, it's through and through. That's what it's saying. I'm just quoting Tysus. I'm not going to start arguing the anatomy of it. Tysus says that Nikiv has to be through and through. So what happened was, there was a Nikiv, and it got Nistam. It got sealed. Right? What?
Sealed.
Kol shilu nikri v'nikra pasul v'mav kosher. When the person is mighty zera, if that breaks open, the pressure would break through the nistam, then it's pasul. If the pressure can hold, even though he's mighty zera, I guess there's pressure at that point, as there's an erection of the aver. If it rips open, it's pasul.
Yeah.
If not, it's kosher.
Right.
That's what he said. Havi bar Rava. So Rava asked the question. Heicha. Where is this happening? Is this beyond that Torah towards the ground of the Nikrasnami? What do I care if it has a hole? Even if it got cut off, it's okay. Ela Batara Atzma. must be that it's talking about the Atara itself. Let me explain. Rashi explains. Above the Atara, Rashi says, wouldn't be a Shaila, because there's no pressure. The pressure does not go closer to the body than the Atara. That's not where the Zera builds up and would break through a seal. So when we say, if it breaks, Rashi's telling us, again, please let me just explain what Rashi says. I'm not going to start arguing a Matthiasen. Rashi says, the way the male organ operates is that the Zera does not build pressure on the sides of the organ, only towards the top. At the bottom, as it's traveling up, it does not build that pressure on the sides. Therefore, Lamaila Matara, it will never rip open. That's not a Shaila. The only place it would rip open is beyond that Torah, towards the ground, where the pressure builds. Problem is, it doesn't bother us over there. Then Rashi, the Gemara answers, the Shaila is at the point of the Atara. As the male organ has its rays, right at that point, it's already pressure, but it's not beyond that. It's at that point. Is that considered healed or not healed? That's when we look to see, does it break open under the pressure or not? Elo patara atzma, Rashi. Dr. Rashi, nikav nekav katan shenistam b'choshu. V'ein nikar, can't tell it anymore. Right. Im katan kol kachshim nikri ishazet. When he's mighty, his zera, nikra, it rips, umachiv hanekev, and it spreads the nekev, machmuz doichik hazera, shemiz asev, because of the pressure of the zera that gathers their apostle. Hey, ilay me lamata me'atara, du baray shagid, that's a trashy. Why can't it be lamay lamatara? Why can't it be above? Lamay lamatara lekelok, with the hasam vadele mikwe, it won't rip. She'ein hazera, doichim mis asev, ela eitzel nekev yitziyasai. The Zera does not gather only where it leaves the body. That's where the pressure is greatest. And therefore, it has to be close to the end. But the problem is, once you're past the Atara towards the ground, it doesn't make a difference if it's ripped. So the Gemara answered, it's in the Atara itself. And therefore, it depends if it rips or if it doesn't rip. That's the Gemara. Right at the rays when the male organ has that raise, benistim kosher l'nikra v'nikra pasul b'mlav kosher. Yes, Dr. Harris, no kosher. Okay. Now over here is a problem, and the problem is there's a safri, and the safri says that tzuladaka can be healed. The word is Tzuladaka Chayzer, and Khrushchev Chayna Chayzer. That's what the Sifri says. Tzuladaka Chayzer, and Khrushchev Chayna Chayzer. But that's the question. Pashtus Chayzer means can heal, and Khrushchev can never heal. So they ask from this Gemara, which is going to be a Brisa later on, that says that if a hole gets in the stomach, it's Kasher. Right? If it gets sealed, it's kosher. It's saying that it could be.
So that means is that it's Megala, it wasn't a crush up.
Oh, beautiful. That's what some cipher says. Some cipher says, if the seal holds, that means it was never a crush up. That's some cipher's answer to that question.
What does that mean?
Meaning, if it's a seal can hold, that means it never really was a problem.
Let's say it wasn't sealed.
Then you don't know if it's a crush up or not. Yeah, you don't know whether this hole is enough to make the person a kushavcha or not. The way to figure out whether it is, if the seal holds, that means it never was a terrible hole. If the seal doesn't hold, that means it was a terrible hole. The only way to ascertain whether this hole was enough to make, this is the Chassam Sofer's answer, that kasha. The only way to ascertain is to see whether this can be sealed or not. If it can, that means it never was a hole worrying about. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. The Urayim asked the Kasha, he's a Rishon. And he says, Enochinami, the Shaila here is not about the kid, about the person. He's not a Krushavcha. Nothing ripped. A hole doesn't make a person a Krushavcha. It's not cut. It's not crushed. It's not wounded. He said, it's not Pasul Lekol. The kid is a Mamzer. When we say Pasul or not Pasul, means it's whether the kid is his or not. can he procreate? It's not to do with whether he is possible to call. It has to do whether he can procreate. That's what the Rebbeim wants to say. The Beis Yosef brings that other Rishonim argue, and either says that this Gemara argues on that Sefri, because there's a Braita later on that says this, and therefore argues on the Sefri. That's one Teretz, he says. And the other Teretz, he says two Teretz in the Beis Yosef. One is that it argues on the Sefri, and one is, I don't remember. There's a whole bunch of Teretz, and some cipher is the one that says your Teretz. Don't think of my right. Shaluch
Leib. So there's never a case of a person who had this hole that was able to have a child.
According to the Uraim,
right.
Correct. Even if it's Nistam. Nistam won't be able to be procreate. I'm sorry. If it's Nistam, he can. If it's not Nistam, he can't. Correct.
So, but Suadak, we don't have that concept. It really wasn't a Suadak.
No. No. Oh, I think the second teretz that Beis Yosef is, I think it's the Beis Yosef's teretz. It might be the Bach teretz. Somebody says this teretz. That by Betzua Daka Chayzer means you can, according to the Rishonim, a wounded testicle is worse than a removed testicle. So you can be Chayzer by removing that testicle. Whereas by Krush Shavcha, cutting more is never going to heal it. By Betzua Daka Chayzer, the Sefri means to say you can take the wound, make it worse, and make it better. By removing it. Whereas by Kushavcha, there's no way to make it worse or make it better. That's how one of the Mephoshim answer. Don't think of my bite. Shaluch Le Rabba Beit Rabba Lurav Yosef. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu. Heichav Dinan. How do you test this? When a person has a relationship with his wife, he will not know whether it ripped or didn't rip. She won't know. The Zera comes out.
She could feel
whether Jerry Kechet or not. I guess the Gemara doesn't feel that's enough of a riot. We have to see whether it rips or doesn't rip. How do we see? So the Gemara, Amalei Maisina Nama Chamima, we bring hot bread, the sari of barley. Why we pick barley, I'm not sure. Maybe he says in the bottom. And Manachina Le Abe Pukri, we put it by his rectum. Umikri, that will cause him to ejaculate. That will cause him to be mighty Zera Levatala, except it's not Levatala, as we will see in a moment. Because, you know, and we'll see whether it rips or not. Meaning, basically, we cause the person to be mighty Zera, and we watch and see, does this hole rip, or it doesn't rip. Amar Abaya, Atukula Mayakam Avinu Havoi, you seem to have a problem causing a person to have carry. That you have to do something physical to his rectum to cause him to have carry. Right? You think everybody's Yaakov Avinu? That it takes so much to get the person to have carry? But Yaakov Avinu never had carry till he gave birth to Reuven with Kaichi Voracious Aini. Right? So how's that possible? You don't need that. LMI body is very simple. Mavir in front of Kamei, big dates to find him. Bring in front of him colored clothing. Bring things that will cause him to think about women. And that will cause him to be my Zera. I don't have to do something to him physically. I can cause it by making him think about relationship, and that'll cause him to be my Zera. Amar Rava, Atukula, Amar Bazila Agaladihu. You think everybody's Bazila Agaladihu, Shatu Bazima, and can be my Zera at a whim? Rabbi says you need the other. It doesn't work. Making a guy think will not cause him to be mighty Zera. What works is the putting the thing by the rectum that causes him to be mighty Zera. This is the source in Paiskim, and I'm not getting into Halacha L'maisa. That when we have to check a person to see whether there's a problem with his semen or not for fertility purposes, it's not called Hitzah Zera Levatala. From the fact that the Gemara is allowing the person to be Maitzi Zera for the purpose of testing whether he's mutter to get married or not, right? So that's a raya that's not called Levatala. Now, how it's done today is a big shaila. We try to get the person to have, when he has a relationship with his wife, to get some semen that way from his wife. If not, there's a terem, I'm not getting involved in the local amaisim. This is a shiloh and paiskim, but this happens. It's shilohs that happen, you know, on a constant basis. What we do to test the male to see whether he is fertile or not, and what we can do to enhance it, has to sometimes need the semen to be tested, so we have to have a sample of semen. How do we do it? Is that called levatala? This Gemara seems to say that when done for fertility purposes, it's not levatala. Rashi. How do we bring him to carry? To see if we rip open to check him out. By the rectum, because of the heat, it becomes a carry. This was the first tip of carry that Yaakov Avinu ever had. You need all this. Big day to Vainim, Shalisha, whom Harab Isha causes him to think about the woman, Vinikri. It's interesting that nobody seems to question that would be the better solution than the other solution, even though it causes the person to have hearer. The first way doesn't cause hearer, it's just a physical fact. It'll be Maitzi Zera. Abaye seems to be saying, rather than us physically causing Maitzi Zera, it's better to have him be Maitzi Zera himself, even though it involves hearer. That's an interesting point that Abai is making. And Rav is not arguing on that. Rav just says it doesn't work. It won't work. Not everybody can be Maitzi Zera by thinking. Got to have an action. But Rav is not arguing that that would be the better solution, which is an interesting point. We're having the guy be Mahara Be'isha rather than physically causing him to be Maitzi Zera by putting something at his rectum. And again, even that's less direct than causing Hoitza Zera by touching the organs of reproduction that could cause them to be Maitzi Zera. That's called Menayev Biyad. We don't ever want to do that, cause a person to be Maitzi Zera by touching the parts of his body that are Maitzi Zera. Even the first Shita says, touch something else that causes the body to naturally be Maitzi Zera, rather than actually doing it to the person himself. But Abai is saying, it's better not even to do that. It's better to cause it by hearer. Barzila Agalazi Shata Bezimahaya. He was involved in Znus Tchsebeim Yitam Avdacha. He couldn't taste. He told David HaMelech, I can't taste food. Raminim Bemsech L'Shabbat Berik Shail Adam, in the 23rd Berik. Shata Bezimahaya. He was very involved in Znus. Mefichach Kavsal of Zikna. His age affected his ability to taste. He had COVID. V'hahi Amsa D'Halibay Rabbi. There was this maidservant that was by Rebbe, Bas Tzadi V'Tarnishnin, 92 years old, but Thomas Kedidra, she was able to be a taste connoisseur. So we see that age does not have to affect taste. So that which Basile Agalati said, I'm old and I can't taste, the Gemara attributes it, not his being aged, but because he was in Shatu Bezima, it caused his ability to lose taste, which he blamed on his age, but it wasn't really his age.
One lady was 92, she had good taste, right?
I'm sorry?
She bring a rye from one lady?
The Gemara brings a rye from that one lady. That obviously age doesn't cause it.
She was not stupid
anymore. Well, she was a lady anyway, so I don't know who would affect her. Obviously, she wasn't. She was Amsa the Bay Rebbe, you know what I mean? By turn. Tysus is bothered by the fact that Ain Isha Misaberes Mibia Rishaina. So how could Leah become pregnant with Ruvain from Bia Rishaina, Kaichi Vereshis Aini. So Taisus says that she broke her Besulim with her finger, like it says by Tamar. We had that earlier in the Ephesus Yavamas, Daf, Lamed, Daud, Amid Beis, Taisus says, right? And therefore, she could cause that she could become pregnant with Bia Rishaina, which is what Leah did, and became pregnant with Bia Rishaina.
Now, if the finger breaks it, what's the member of the finger
breaks?
What breaks it?
No, because if the male organ has to break through the basulum, she won't conceive that. That's what the Gemara says. Because of the basulum.
Again,
the
change again?
No. Very few women are misabaris mibir rishayna, period. You don't know that teva change. You don't know that a woman can conceive in the first via. If there's basulum, I don't think there's scientific evidence for that. First Bia. Bia Rishaina.
So a couple gets married and they put in. 9 months or 8 months after they get married, they have babies.
They could have been for the second beer. We don't know. You can't, meaning the Gemara is saying,
people,
people, we don't know that that changed.
There are people that know.
I don't know. That way. I didn't say it's not provable, but I haven't seen any proof. Why should you assume it changed? If you tell me statistics say it happens, then I'll tell you it's not as ever.
Women use other things.
You know somebody that was in Sabra and Beer Shaita that had psulim? Many girls don't have psulim today. Any girl that uses a tampon doesn't have psulim. Number one. Number two is many girls, when they get 20, 21, they lose their psulim. They don't have Dan B'Sulam. There's a whole Shulchan Aruch about a woman you live with that doesn't have Dan B'Sulam, doesn't believe. So to prove your point is impossible.
What was the reason Leah did that for?
She wanted to get pregnant.
I understand that, meaning but there was nothing wrong with having...
No, there's nothing wrong. It's not an affair at all.
Not at all.
But that's just what happened.
Oh, it was no
violence. No. Some at Rishayim have a problem with this Gemara. And their problem with this Gemara is that the pasuk says, "Vayar Hashem kisnu Leah vayichta v'gashrachma." Hashem saw that Leah was the one who was hated, therefore He gave her children. Now, if she was the Sabra Mibia Rishayna, it was before He married Rachel. It wasn't snu Leah yet. That's what they ask. But the answer to that is, as soon as he recognized it was Leah, not Rachel, there was a feeling of antagonism. But the shaila they have is, that happened the next morning.
He thought it was Rachel.
It happened the next morning. But she got pregnant the night before.
And therefore?
Yeah, but she knew from the beginning. Leah, even before they married, Leah knew that.
No, but it says, Vayar Hashem kisnu Leah, Vayiftach Esrachma.
When is that?
That was
3 years
before they were together.
Before the
Chassidah?
When was that?
Well, the Pasuk writes it after he married both of them, and Hashem saw she was the hated one, by Yiftach Esrachma. So you can tell me it happened even earlier that he married Rachel, but to tell me it happened before he knew it was Rachel and Leah?
Well, Leah knew that she was Yaakov and Leah.
Right? Hashem knew. I'm not talking about what Leah knew.
But he wanted
Rachel
before Leah, and so she was a snoo before the
marriage. I hear what you're saying. Meaning she was snoo even before he married her. So Vayiftach Esrachma before he even married Rachel, before he even knew it was Leah.
Yeah.
That's what you have to say, according to that. Other Mishnayim are very bothered, and they learned, therefore, that he wasn't a Sabra Mibia Rishayna. They learned a whole different shot. But again, the Gemara, Rashi learned, the Sabra Mibia, Taisus Rashi learned, it was the Sabra Mibia Rishayna was the first Tipa Zera.
Doesn't it take a few old time anyways to become a
sovereign?
Does it happen right away?
If the Zera conceives right away, we don't know about it, but it's conceptual, it can conceive right away. Something about it. Turn around. Nikiv pasul meshul shaisis. A hole is pasul because it causes the shichma Zera to drip out. What does he say, Shaisis? Drip. Nistam kashim neshu mylan. V'zeh psul shechayzeh lechsherai. That's a psul that can become kasher again. And again, the Urayim learns that it wouldn't be pasul anyway. It's only that the kids wouldn't be his. But if it's nistam, then he can procreate. Others learn, no, it's mamash pasul. Rashi neshu shaisis. Shemechamim asataiva. Yaitze derech nekev. En yarek echetz. Because of the heat of the taiva, the zera comes out through the hole, and it's not yerek echetz. The kaimelon shich was zera she yerek echetz ain't a masriya. Not the gemara bite. Echetz like an arrow. It shoots like an arrow.
So that, is that a cross
shavcha? I told you. That's the Urayim says no. The Urayim just says he just won't be able to have kids. But he wouldn't be pasul anyway. And others thought he would be pasul considered a koshavcha. That was the what we talked about a few moments ago. Right. When it says this is a psul that chayzel lechsherai, what is it excluding? What is the analogous case that is not chayzel lechsherai? That the Gemara lemute krum shalom machmas makabereya de ena krum. if an animal has a hole in its lungs and it gets sealed up, that's not viewed as a seal, and it's treif anyway. That's the analogous case of a hole getting sealed up. Here it works, by an animal it doesn't work. Rashi, mutei krum shalom achmas makim rei dein krum shim dohadim mifchas, it'll break open. Nuhach sirchi the reyam. This is the sircha of the lung, the mitzvahu b'chayusa that makes the animal treif. Frakti gemara hechi avdinan. How do we check? How do we seal it? How do we attempt to seal? What is the seal that works? Meaning, lemaisa. It's nistam. How are we nista? How we close it off, this hole?
Dr. Gemara, my sinas to
Arta. I thought
this, whether the hole came back naturally, it was
this nistam was natural?
Did you say it was
healed?
Who said how it closed off?
The Gemara is not going to say how we close it off. We try. It doesn't always work. This is the attempt to seal it. Hegi Avdinan. Masina Sa'arta. We bring a barley, which has a sharp edge. Masartinalei. And we scratch around the hole so it should bleed. The bleeding causes scar tissue, causes the blood to congeal, and that causes healing. Now, umasino tarba, and we bring.
It's not healing, because it can kind of like close up, right? Not heal, but I mean.
Not completely. We'll see in a minute. Let's give the Gemara a chance, and at the end, we'll try to figure out exactly what's done. Umasino tarba, and we bring fat. Is that what he says tarba is? And we smear it there. I don't know what the purpose of the fat is. What did he say?
Probably to entice the ant.
What?
To get the ant to bite.
Could be. Umaisina shumshin megamla, you bring a big ant. Umaisinale, and we put it there that it should bite. And then, paskinale, lareisha, we cut off its head. And we let that close off. That is the seal. The ant's head plus the blood that congeals around it causes a seal.
It's a suture.
What?
It's a suture. It's like a stitch. Because it clamps down on it.
Right. Vedavka sarta. We only do it with a barley that we make it bleed. Avaparzala, but if you mezzle, mizrozarev. Now, Rashi has soup shatam and mizrozarev, it makes a bigger wound, number one. Second shot is it causes it to swell. I always understood it that it causes infection, and that would ruin everything. But again, body milly cotton. You need a body milly cotton. It's only a small hole. I have a guttle mikbul mikfule, a big hole. After it heals, it opens up again. It just doesn't stick. The suture doesn't work. Rashi, Dr. Rashi. Hechi Avdin and Rafua listem gitchenikov. Sartis Ira Masatina Lake Kosivas Hanekov around the hole. Kaday, in order to Shiaglia, it should cause it to give off liquid. Vyitzi dam. Matakahumala Rucha heals a Basar Ayla and flesh grows. Shumshin the Gamblin, the Mulligadaila began to Rachina Le Machina Raisha Sham, but Naishak and the Bites and Nidbuk Raisha Benekim to get attached to the hole. As the ant disintegrates, habasar oila mischaber. What that does is it closes it off, allows the flesh to grow, and it grows over the ant that disintegrates and it heals. Mizra zarev, aitzach habura. Lishnachwina mizra zarev mala nefach. It swells. Ikpule ikmikbo. Laakash ala arucha chayze venikla venisar. Afterwards, it gets it. So today, we would use a stitches. So, l'chaira, today, the hole can be bigger. I'm not pasquining here. It won't rip open because our stitches today can hold even bigger holes. L'chaira, I'm not pasquining all of them. I'm just saying.
We're concerned that the tube might be affected. What's the nika? Where's the nika?
It closes the tube. It closes everything off. It's not going anywhere. Even if there's a hole in the tube, where's it going to go? It's closed. Sealed.
The risk of blocking the whole tube?
No. because it seals it off on the outside. It won't go anywhere. It'll go up. It can't go sideways.
They'd have sutured those days.
But they had,
no, I'm surprised. That's what material was sutured made out of.
I think it's polyester.
Yeah, good. Catgut, right. Catgut.
What's it called? Made out of?
Cat.
I didn't know that. I thought it was polyester.
Different
types.
Oh,
yeah, there's some in the dollar that don't sell. Some even just made of steel or
something. Or made out of paper. That's staple. That's
interesting
that
the one that's quietest is the doctor.
He works in the University
of
Hospital. He thinks he's like.
Like.
Oh,
yeah,
but you know,
bizarre.
It's
anti,
really, I mean,
it's
a little
out
there.
Primitive medicine.
How they
just say.
If it worked,
it worked. Why is it bizarre?
It could be an uncle, it has to be an aunt.
No, I don't think this, again, we look at it as primitive medicine. Some of the things they did, primitive medicine, worked.
What are you supposed to do?
They didn't have
ants
them.
Had ants. Which are good.
Very
sterile.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
the way it
worked.
I mean, I don't know.
And what happens is it allowed it to heal.
Yeah.
Because if it's open, it won't heal. It closes, it allows it to heal, and then the ant disintegrates, so it's gone. And all you have left is the flesh grew back.
I think it applies something to it besides putting an ant there.
What are you going to put there?
Look at what you do something good. Right. What else do you
use? A material that sticks to the, I don't know.
I don't know. I guess they didn't have, this is what they used.
Here we go.
No,
what was the person's ant? What else did ant do this land? Same guy.
I'm a rabbi barakuna. You're right. The ant had the schos, whatever that does, an ant of saving this guy's ability to marry. You're right. But that's what the purpose of animals is, to serve mankind. I guess if you're a vegetarian, you wouldn't use the ant for this.
What are you worried about? The ant is part of the body now?
It disintegrates. It's like a stitch. I'm a rabbi barahuna. Hamatu mayim ishtei mekaymes puzzle. What happens if the person, there's a hole between the two tubes, and both work for both? It's not that one got sealed and it's going through the wrong tube. Urine comes out of both tubes, and shikmazera comes out of both tubes. So what's the halacha? Now the shikmazera that comes out of the urine tube is eina mizbashul. But unlike the case before, there is shikmazera that comes out of the shikmazera tube. So what's the halacha? So Rabbi Ravuna said it's puzzle. Amar Rava, less hilchos like a brav like abba, and we don't paskin like the son Rabbi Baravuna, and not like his father in a different shaila. Kibra hadamran, because over here the shikmazera that comes out of the tube of shikmazera is mizbashel. He can procreate. True, some of the shikmazera gets wasted down the other tube, but there's shikmazera that comes out the right spot that can be myelin. So why is he a krushavcha? Why should he be puzzled? According to the Urayim, right, the Shiloh was never whether he's puzzled, the Shiloh was whether his kids are Mamzerim. Why are they Mamzerim? There's Shikmazera that comes out of the right spot. Whereas Rabbi Baravuna understood, once there's a hole between the two, neither works. Dr. Rabbi, why? The one that works, works. That's the son. Abba, what halacha don't we boxing like his father? Women who rub their, it's a lesbian relationship, I assume, they rub their female genitalia against each other, psulus lakuna, to not marry a kayan, Rashi says, it's like znus. It's considered like znus. We don't paskin that way. Because afilul or blazad amrapana abo aplu yishloi l'shemisha sasasayna. Even according to blazad, it says any relationship between any man and any woman not marital is enough to make her a zayna. We don't pass that way either, but that's her blazer. Hanimila ish. That's only because there was a penetration. I believe each of producer of Alma just preaches, it does not answer it to a kaida. Rashi. Hamasailoi, Derek Tashmish, Zachar Nekeva. They act the Derek Tashmish. The Shapshavais, the Kvatim Zulazu, they rub their female genitalia to each other. Okay, Mesalelis, Vibna, Kutin, the Sanhedrin. The Gemara says the word Mesalelis there too. It means rubbing private parts against each other. Psulis Lakuna, Meshum Zos, yes.
We've done a second halacha. Just for,
because Rava said that, look, that's why. Because Rava lumped the two together, we don't paskin that way.
He
said, I don't paskin, we don't paskin like the son, and we don't paskin like his father in a different case. I'm a Roimer apt to do that.
For memory reasons.
Yes. Mnemonical reasons, correct. Look to Mishnah. Because we mentioned them, it's amazing how the sequence of events goes. Because we talked about them eating truma, and their wives not eating truma or eating, right? That's what we talked about. So now we got into Betzua Daka. So the Gemara is going to continue its conversation about Betzua Daka and Kroshevka. We're going to talk about it. It had nothing to do with the Sefer Yevamos, right? But it got involved all the way back. What? It's there because of the sequence of events. There are a lot of marry a giyaris and mishukhreris because this man the Amar holds kahal gerim lo yikri kohol. This is a machloikas about Shas, machloikas tanoim. A convert, a lady, a convert, or a lady who is a shifcha knanis of freed, is a total Jew, chayiv in all taryag mitzvahs like every other lady. However, the question now becomes those who are not allowed to marry kahal Hashem. Are they included in Kahal Hashem? Because they weren't born Jews. They're Jews, they get Elam Haba, they get whatever they need. Are they Kahal Hashem? When the Pasuk says, Lo Yaveh Mamzer B'Kahal Hashem, Lo Yaveh B'tzua Daka B'Kahal Hashem, Lo Yaveh Amayni B'Kahal Hashem. What does that mean? Any lady that's Jewish, or only people born Jewish? This Mishnah holds, Kahal Gerim Lo Yikri Kahal. They're not considered kohol, and all the psulei kohol can marry them. The einan asurim al milava b'kohol. They can't marry a born Jew. Shenemar leyavet psua daka kushavcha b'kal Hashem. Rashi mutarim b'giyaris mishuchreres lo ikru kohol. They are not called a kohol. Zok tigemar yes. We learned this in Yevamos. Because the next piece of Gemara we had earlier in Yevamos.
We don't paskin in
there. Yes, we do.
Woman that's a ger can't marry a...
No, two doctors can marry a Jew.
A Giyaris can marry a Mamzer. A Giyaris can marry a Ptudaka. A Giyaris can marry... Meaning, the Isser of a man and a woman to get married when he's a Ptudaka, which is a lav, does not apply to Giyaris or Mishkareris because they are not Kal Hashem. They were not born Jewish. Vayminei Merev Sheshes. They asked Merev Sheshes the following shayla. Tzua daka kayin mao be Giyaris and Mishkareris. How about if it's a kayin?
It bothered me for a long time.
Yeah, how long?
Yeah. We say, don't remember... Avadim, you were Mitzrayim. You know what I mean? Don't
remind them.
I'm sorry?
Don't remind them, you mean? Remember?
That's what he means.
Remind.
Don't antagonize them.
Don't go back. I'm trying to joke the other side now with like a gear.
He's in the sensitive mode today. Unbelievable.
What?
Hey, yeah. His mama, she's
beautiful like, thing.
He's in the Abbey mode. Yes.
How does that stem with
this? It's not hurting them. It's saying they're not restricted. It's Adarabba. It's allowing them liberty.
No.
Nobody's forcing them to marry him to a
daka. Degrading them, though.
It's degrading them.
Not degrading them. It's saying your status is still that you can marry somebody if you want to. Nobody's forcing you.
No. You're reminded. The day they reminded
me. Then you.